Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our opening interview from the PSU Co-op Member Forum here in beautiful San Antonio, Texas. In the studio lounge, we have Ezra Eckhart from STCU up in the fine town of Spokane, actually. Kind of focused in that area in Washington. Gorgeous, gorgeous part of the country up there. You guys are in. So well done.
Yeah. We're branched all over eastern Washington and North Idaho.
Yep. Okay, right on. Yeah, you guys are everywhere. We've been going to Max for years and years. So,
yes.
So you guys are a big part of that. Yeah. That
downtown Spokane. Best Max location.
It's gorgeous there. I love it. Yeah. I love going to Spokane. It's really cool. It's got that small town feel, but you're like on the edge of the woods. And
yeah. It's got the nice river and trails and GU basketball.
Yeah, that's right. So. That's right. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll leave that to SportsCenter. Yeah. Let's talk about Member Forum here. So obviously we're just starting out. Today is the first day-ish of it. And what are some expectations that you have, Ezra?
I am a recent appointee to the PSU Board of Directors. So we have a number of fun things that'll be in the hopper. A new name will be announced at the Think Conference.
Oh, okay.
So that'll be exciting. And then, you know, here at the Member Forum, just really focusing on how we can deliver technology and solutions to credit unions across the industry. This is really the first big event since the combination of the two companies.
Right.
As a matter of fact, today is the 101st day of the integration of the two companies together.
Really? Oh. Yeah.
So we had the board meeting yesterday, and we revisited the 100-day plan on the 100th day of the merger integration.
Good timing. Good timing. So all of that, I assume, is going to plan. I mean, obviously, it's a big deal integrating two large organizations like Co-op and PSCU. So I'm assuming everything's going according to plan.
Services for about 3,000 credit unions are users of the services of the combined companies. And so a lot of focus on how to just expand the service channels, really line up technology and solutions to empower payments and really expanding member experience. So lots of great things on the horizon.
Yeah, no doubt. That's more than half the industry.
Yeah.
That you just said. So, all right. So you wanted to talk about bank branch purchases.
Right.
Obviously, there's a lot of credit unions out there that are buying banks as well. So we see that in news, and that side of the industry is not too happy about that, but that's their issue.
Well,
but,
the ones that haven't sold yet are unhappy. The ones that have sold, I think, are pretty happy.
Oh, I bet they are, yeah. Well, I was told that the community banks especially actually prefer credit unions buy them because there's numerous reasons why, but they actually prefer it because it's a cash deal or?
Cash deal, the economics of it, just the mechanics of how the purchase come together generally are in favor of credit unions because banks would offer bank stock, and then there could be a holding period or what happens if the stock goes down in the future, banks are becoming more interested in their own liquidity right now, especially with the margin compression going on for a longer period of time. I think it's caused especially smaller or more closely held banks to be interested in looking for exits.
Yeah, and there's a lot of, I mean, obviously it's the banking side of the industry and you got the credit union side, but there's a lot of alignment there as well with the community bank. So there's lots of reasons for that business move.
Well, I always say credit unions are the community banks of 30 years ago.
There you go.
So
there you go. Perfect way to describe it. So what are you guys doing in this area?
Yeah, so we have purchased three tranches of branches from community banks. And the most recent of those was in 2022. We acquired in total about $350 million of deposits.
Wow, good for you.
And probably about $150 million of loans.
As a result of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And the $350 million in deposits has grown to about $500 million in deposits. And so I think you know, that the timing really from the middle part of 2019 until the end of 2022 was pretty good. If banks were looking to cut expenses, the deposit premiums were cheaper, everybody was flush with deposits. So obviously the market has changed a little bit in that the deposit premiums are much higher. But I think we're going to enter this period where banks are absolutely going to be interested in cutting expenses. And this is a way where they can cut a lot of expenses and probably look at some strategic market exits. And so if you think about opportunities for possible M&A activity for credit unions, you can merge in another credit union, you can buy branches from a bank, or you can buy a whole bank.
Buy the whole bank.
And all of those options are happening all the time.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just a question of how they fit into the strategic plan for the credit union.
So is that something that you guys actively look for in your areas? Like, okay, how can we expand our footprint, gain more deposits, all the good stuff that goes along with it?
So we have our strategic plan. I think we have a pretty good awareness of what we can do and what we can't do. We're, as STCU, obviously we're located in Spokane, Washington. World headquarters in Liberty Lake. So we really do a good job in a 200-mile radius circle around there. So our model probably doesn't scale very well to Seattle or Portland or, you know, Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
But city, towns, and communities that are inside of that 200-mile radius circle, we do a pretty good job with. So we've had some strategic de novo. We've merged in another credit union, Cooley Dam Federal Credit Union. And then these 9 bank branches that we acquired helped us fill in that circle. And then, you know, we'll keep our eyes open for other opportunities, you know, whether it's bank whole bank purchases or branch purchases.
I want to go back to the deposits just real quickly here, because that's been a huge issue in the industry for the last year and a half, almost 2 years
right
now. So has that helped you guys kind of cushion that blow with liquidity, the liquidity issues that are going on in the industry right now?
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah. I mean, that was kind of a fortuitous move that you guys made. Was that an active plan?
Yep, that is, you know, probably somewhere around 9% of our total balance sheet. So that's given us access to markets to help grow and expand. Those branches are growing. You know, other areas are shrinking, but those branches are growing for us. So new members, new deposits, new products and services. And like most credit unions, we have a strong proficiency around lending, but deposits are the fuel for loan growth. So, you know, we need to keep finding innovative and creative ways to serve the deposit needs of our members. And the merger expansion has been one way to do that.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, would you, I know every credit union is different, obviously, but what's your advice for credit unions who may want to kind of echo or, do what you guys are doing here?
I think I'd focus on relationship building and, you know, making sure you have a good awareness of what the dynamics are in your market. You know, there are certainly some brokers that specialize on those activities across the country, but getting the door open to community banks, and I was the president of a community bank for a number of years. We sold branches to other banks. It's often required when banks acquire other banks through the FDIC, if they have certain market penetration, it can be required through the Department of Justice to sell off branches. It's happened numerous times in the Pacific Northwest, so I feel pretty confident in believing that it's happened across the country.
Yeah.
So I think bank branch sales are continuing to occur.
Thanks.
And on top of that, banks are looking to exit certain markets. And, you know, banks are closing branches, which is one way to go about it, if they think they can retain the deposits.
Yeah.
But there are banks that are still interested in selling those deposits and the buildings.
Yeah.
And even if you can't acquire the deposits, you often can buy the building from the bank.
What a great, I mean, obviously, this is the writing on the wall here. What a great opportunity for credit unions to kind of go in and because we hear about the term banking deserts,
yes.
You know, because a lot of banks are pulling out of
right.
certain areas and stuff. I mean, what a great opportunity. This is an example.
Right.
What a great opportunity this is for credit unions to kind of fill that gap, if you will, and really expand their name and their growth as well. So
yeah.
this is what you
Many of the
doing.
Communities in Central Washington have gone from having 5 or 6 banks down to 1 or 2. The banks sometimes are precluded from being the last bank in town, right? So if you get down to the very last one, the FDIC might not let you close that.
Really?
And
yeah.
and honestly, that's one of the branches that came to us was in a town in Central Washington where they were the last bank branch. The bank wanted to close them. We rolled it into a package that we were already under negotiating and allowed us to acquire a branch that otherwise would have been closed. The town would have been without services.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You know, I think probably 3 or 4 of our locations were one of only 2 FIs in a town. In one case, we're one of only 2 FIs in a county. So the banks would happily leave all of those places if they could.
Well, see, that's the type of stuff that's not talked about in other publications.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another reason why credit unions are so cool,
right.
is doing things like this. And really, again, filling those gaps where banks are leaving. Credit unions are more than happy, as you guys are doing right in front of us, you know, filling those gaps and doing a great service to the folks in those communities.
So yeah.
Good stuff. So what's the plan for the future? I mean, do it's probably a two-way street. Do banks come to you and go, hey, I hear you guys have been buying branches, or
yes.
or do you go to them? Or
yeah, I think that's where the relationship building is key. And obviously, the banking lobbying groups are all, you know, credit unions are evil,
yep.
block the
yep.
rights of credit unions.
Yep.
But I have found, even with the most vociferous bankers, when you get them one-on-one, they're like, okay, like, how would this work? And, you know, what would it mean for me? And what would the pricing work out?
Yeah.
So I think that relationship building and credit union leaders doing one of the things that they do really well, which is just focus on relationship building and, you know, have a targeted call list, go to community events, you know, focus on combined community collaboration with the banking leaders, and many credit union professionals have good, strong working relationships.
That's what I've heard. That's
yeah.
what I've heard. Yeah, for sure. And it's almost like you're doing them a favor.
Well, and
we'll help you out here.
So many credit union leaders have come from community banks or money center banks. So I think that line is less stark than it might appear.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more opportunity for collaboration, especially in the smallest community banks.
Yeah.
The Go West organization was just is working on some legislation for renewal of the bank charter in Colorado, and there was a couple hearings on it, and I was able to help support that as well. And the reality is, there it's not like somebody's tying a bank CEO up and putting a gun to their head and making them sell to a credit union.
Oh no!
Right. They are doing it willingly.
Exactly. It's
and,
the opposite.
And it's often a competitive bid process. You know, in the branches that I purchased, no other bank wanted to acquire the branches.
Wow.
You know, we were really sort of the last phone call that the banks made. But we were an easy partner for them to work with. We had a smooth process. You know, we had great legal documents. And I think our average cycle time to close on those, again, not in today's environment, but it was 90 to 120 days. So it was a fast
wow,
transaction.
Right. Yeah.
And same thing where it was a cash sale. So the bank was able to take income, decrease their expenses. It really was a win-win across
exactly.
the board.
You guys win, they win, so it's all good. No wonder
yeah.
there's, I don't want to say they're eager to do it, but they're so open to doing this type of stuff. So yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Like you say, you get them on a one-on-one situation, the whole thing.
Yeah, I think in the state of Washington right now, there's 4 bank purchases that have been announced.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of the trend, obviously in the Pacific Northwest, but really across the country. again, as smaller banks are running out of earnings power, or they're just not as energetic around their strategic plan, there's going to be options that come forward.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, there's Jeff Bullock at Harborstone.
Correct.
I think he's on his second bank there.
Yeah, that didn't even close the first one, and he's got the second one in the queue.
But I did an interview with him on that, and he's like, and he echoed what you just said. He's like, they're very open to talking. They want to. They want to.
There's the public. You know, credit unions are evil.
Yeah.
You know, banks have to rally against the credit unions. But when you get them in private, they're like, all right.
Yeah.
You know,
let's
talk.
Refreshing. It's very refreshing. So good stuff. All right. Anything else to add, Ezra? I know you're going to be having a busy time here. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but
No, I appreciate it.
I love this type of talk. I mean, because it really opens the eyes to a lot of folks out there. Like, hey, there's more possibilities out there, not only to grow your footprint, but hey, get some deposits as well and increase your lending. So there's a lot of upside for sure. Alrighty, sir.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Ezra.
Talk to you later.
Well, yeah, we'll see you. Have a great time here. Well done.
All right.
Thank you.
Word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.